Pretty good show so far. I would give it, what would you say, on a scale of 1 to 10?
B plus, yeah.
B plus? Scale of 1 to 10?
You were taken aback by that. B plus?
Yeah, because I said scale of 1 to 10, and she
said B plus. I wasn't listening enough.
Letters.
Six and a half, right?
Versus numbers.
Six and a half?
I'll go a little higher. Seven and a half.
Bergman, what do you think?
Eight-ish?
Yeah, like 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Jorge?
Yeah, solid 6.
So there you go, Jorge. Being realistic.
You know he's going to go home and be like, Corey said 6. Yeah. What can I do?
I know.
Tomorrow?
Why do you do that?
Why not?
He's going to beat himself up.
This is totally in my head.
No.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. We're bringing back Tuesday tomorrow. Do you know what Tuesday is?
Is where you have to tell the truth.
You absolutely must tell the truth
about
everything.
Oh, with you here, Momo, that's a dangerous thing for you.
Tuesday with Momo.
We're going to ask you all Laker questions all the time.
I'm a little afraid.
Yeah. So,
Mama,
I don't
really
lie. I just don't
happen?
Tell the full, you know, like you have to be strategic.
No, true. We're Tuesday.
Everything's Tuesday tomorrow. So, Deion Sanders, which, by the way, I think this is a fantastic hire. I think
you should have said A-.
I think Deion Sanders has put the Colorado Buffalo football program on the map in a real way. I think that he's going to be like a magnet.
He certainly won the press conference.
He's going to draw recruits from all over the place, and good for him after three really successful years at Jackson State. He's a D1 coach. He's going to be at least for 1 year in the same conference as SC and UCLA.
He went from making $300,000 a year to making $5 million.
Good for him. Good for him.
That's a pretty good raise.
So one of the things he did was he had a really good press conference, right?
Yep.
And we've seen all the clips.
Yeah.
One of the things he did was talk to this current Colorado team. Listen to what he said.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. Okay. It ain't gonna be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's gonna be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in the portal. And do whatever you're going to get, because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart. Say that. Smart.
Smart.
Smart. Tough.
Tough.
Okay. So he basically said to everybody in that locker room, go ahead and jump in the transfer portal because I'm bringing in my own players. Does that feel... Now, he won the press conference. This is not to denigrate him in any way. But isn't that pretty cold telling your team to go jump into the transfer portal, which, by the way, opens today?
Yeah, it's kind of not the spirit of college.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough. Bergman, is Amir, is that rough?
No, I think it's kind of like any other professor in college, right? Like, look around this room. 75%
nobody
of you
says,
won't be here at the end
says,
of this.
Nobody says go transfer.
You know what? That's a good point. Okay, so we...
it's very much like college.
If you want to be a doctor, okay, there's certain classes that you start off. There's like, they call them weeder classes.
Okay.
Like if you're a serious student and you're going to go to med school, 50% of the people who take organic chemistry are going to drop that. They're going to be like, nope, I guess I'm not going to be a doctor because it's too hard and they're not into it and they're not going to study the way you need to study and they're not going to do it. So... maybe you're right. For me, I'm like, oh, they made commitments to a college and the college made commitments to them. And just because they lost doesn't mean that they should just go jump in the transfer portal, even if it's a new coach. I don't think that's fair. You know, you got recruited. The coach was in your living room talking to your mom and your dad and your grandma and whoever else was there for you.
Selling you on the program, selling you on going to Boulder.
And you're 18 years old and this is your future. I mean, you should stand behind those commitments.
And the new coach is there 10 minutes and says, go get in the transfer portal.
If you can't fight for your position, then you shouldn't be there. If you don't want to fight, then get out.
You can talk about competing for positions. You can talk about we're going to do things differently now because we have not had enough success and this is not what we're going to be about.
But he didn't say we're going to have competition. He said go.
Yeah, he's saying go. Because if, basically being like, oh, no, he wants you to go to them. He wants the players to go to him and say, I want my job. I'm going to fight for
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
he wants them to come to him and show him what they have.
This is a very tough first meeting with
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, that's tough.
Very tough. Go leave. Basically,
no,
he's saying,
these are 18-year-old kids, man.
It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're, they're football players. They've been playing
forever.
They're
not professional football players. They are college football players.
No, especially maybe not at Colorado.
They are professional football players.
They didn't use their NIL money right. They're not necessarily highly paid.
With Deion Sanders there, he's talking about how he brought in his luggage and it's Louis. They're going to have NIL money.
Right, but the coach walks in and basically says, leave.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just
fine.
Like
leave.
There's a look. If you're a grown man and you're making a professional salary and you're in the NFL, like you can get hit with that hard dose of reality.
Sure.
But these are kids who, when you make a promise to them as a scholarship athlete, like that is supposed to stand up. You're supposed to commit to them as a student and an athlete. And I know that we are all way past this idea of student athletes. Okay. That you're just a football player and the student part comes. I mean, on some level, this is a human being, as a 19-year-old kid. If somebody did that to my son, I'd be mad.
Isn't that something that should be handled privately, player?
Yeah. So this is just, that was a press conference.
Hey,
swagger.
Dude, I don't think there's room for you here. You might want to think about transferring.
Like if he's making $3 million a year, okay, you can say hand in your playbook.
At another point in that conversation, in that press conference or whatever he was talking to his team, he talked a lot about social media too. And he had that guy filming this. He wanted that out
yeah.
there.
Sure.
He wanted people to see him doing this.
He wants people
to know that the transfer portal is open
sure.
and all these guys are dispensable. Everybody in this room.
How's it
going
to make you feel
leave?
Like bonded to that person?
Oh, I personally wouldn't, but at the same time, like if I want to be the best player that I could be, I'd be like, shoot, I can go and
Jorge,
I can win this spot.
You're with Bergman on this?
Well, no, because I'm thinking that's how Deion is. He's
sure.
like
yeah.
he's coming in. He's saying, "Well, my bags are here, and yes, they're Louis." That's
yeah.
just how he is. So he's basically the way I took it is, look, I made it in this business. I made it as a player, and you all can make it too. But you guys have to work hard at it. If you don't want to work. Then enter the portal and get
See,
out of
what
here.
I heard was leave.
Right. If you don't want
get
to put in the
here.
Work. If you don't want to put in the work.
I got all my
leave.
Own players coming in. They're coming through the transfer portal. Leave.
You know what? And he wants people like you to go to the portal. He wants the ones that are going to be like, nah, that's my spot. I'm going to work hard and I'm going
to
get that spot.
Yeah, but there's
I
a way to challenge
somebody,
people
that's
not like, is it, like I come at this because I live some of this. Like when you think you have money coming in and then all of a sudden you don't. Like, that ruins your life. That ruins your family's life. Like, all of a sudden, now you're applying for financial aid. You're trying to figure out how am I going to pay for this college. What
right,
if you
right.
left home and you live in, you know, middle of the country and you move to Colorado, go to college or
Don't
whatever it is?
Don't they have to honor a four-year
yeah.
scholarship?
Most scholarships are year to year.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
So all those kids were basically
yeah.
being told, you're out of a scholarship
That's
and you're
rough.
Out of a job.
So go get your scholarship at a different school if you're not willing to work together.
Well, obviously,
but
the players there are pretty marginal because the team was
yeah,
pretty
Yeah, now your
off.
Credibility is like, your word has to mean something. Like,
but it's not
we
his
have to
word.
Get out of this professionalization of college football. Like, you can still coach them up and have some accountability without betraying a financial commitment that you've made to these families. Like, how would you feel if you were an academic kid and you got an academic scholarship? And if you weren't hacking it, okay, if you weren't getting your, let's say you have a minimum performance, like I had an academic scholarship at one point in my time at Stanford. I had to keep my grades over a 3.6. If I got B pluses instead of A minuses, that would affect my scholarship money
right.
that I got. So like I had to make sure I got those A minuses instead of the B plus. Like that mattered to me.
Sure.
But if I were to lose my scholarship, now I'm like in the financial aid office and I'm begging for loans or I'm getting my parents to send in some other, you know, right? Like that's
yeah.
that's real world consequences for a college athlete who's 18 years old.
Yeah, I just felt like it was cold.
It's cold.
I just felt like it's cold. All right, so I mentioned this very, very happy, happy woman.
Ah.
Brenda Gomez Hernandez. She had the best day of her life on November the 9th.
Okay.
When she gave birth to her first baby girl and then won the lottery for $100,000
oh!
on the same day.
That's all the lottery was, $100,000?
She was Powerball, but she got
okay.
four numbers
That's
or whatever
good.
That is. $100,000 and had a baby.
Yeah.
It's a big day. What's
Pay for
your,
like 1 year of college.
What's your luckiest day? What's your luckiest day?
Oh. Ooh. I mean, I'm supposed to say the day my kids are born, right?
Right. That is that. Officially the...
Yeah, those are pretty. Those, okay. I mean, that's good, but you know what?
Beyond that, what's your luckiest day professional?
Okay, good. That's better. Because otherwise I'm a jerk if I don't say that.
Correct.
The truth is those are kind of hard days and birthdays. Professionally. Oh, I can't even tell the story.
Oh, come on.
No, it's like sourced.
Okay, make a note.
I can't even tell the story.
Tomorrow on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. This Tuesday coming to bite you.
Tuesday is coming tomorrow. You can't tell the story at all.
Okay, I'll tell something from last year. I'll tell something from last year, all right? And this is not the answer to the question, okay? Sorry. But it's a lot of times things just come together for you. Like,
yes.
And so much of what we do now in sports and media is like, you get access to somebody calls you back, somebody
sure.
calls you with the news that you've been chasing, or they answer the phone at the right time. And last year I was doing one last story before I had to go on maternity leave, and I was just like, you know what, the Celtics are in the finals. I sort of know Jason Tatum and the people around him. Let me see if I can pull off a Jason Tatum story. And I was literally gonna like have the story run on the day that I gave birth, so I was gonna work on it in advance all the way through.
Okay.
And I thought, no way am I going to get any access to this. It's going to be a write around. We call it a write around when you don't actually get the person.
Okay.
And it was like, I called his trainer, and the trainer did this good interview. And I said, hey, do you know his mom at all? Can you introduce me? Sure. Put me on a group text. Talk to his mom for an hour. And mom and I, you know, we'd have a great interview, whatever. I said, do you think Jason would ever talk to me? She's like, oh, I'll ask him when he gets home today. I was like, really? Okay. Text me that night and says, oh, he's going to call you tomorrow. I'm like, wait, this doesn't happen.
So it never happens that easy?
Never. Not with somebody you don't know very well.
Right,
like, I kind of know him. But, like, he called me the next morning when I was dropping my son off at school. We did a half-hour interview. Then I ended up saying, the woman I was working with on the story, she goes, I think we can get the Duke coach and talk about Jason Tatum. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll send him a text. I've never met him. The
right.
new Duke coach. Just had his number from somebody else, or from some other story.
Sure.
Texted him, he wrote back right away. Yeah, sure, what time? You want to talk later today? Like, this never
so
happens.
So all the planets lined up.
It was just like, boom, 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 yes. It was just like the land of yes.
Nice.
The land of yeses and on the record and 30-minute, like, where people are open and on. And I was like, how is this just because I'm having a baby and people, like, want to be nice and be good karma?
Right.
I'll take it.
Sure.
Like, I'll take it.
So,
why not?
So my luckiest day was the day that our boss got her job, Amanda Brown. The day
she took
over this station, I was like, yes, all the planets have lined
Mace, up. You are laying it on thick, my friend.
My goodness.
God.
No, I'll tell you what it really was. So years ago, let's see, 18 years ago, I was doing a show on a station called The Mighty 1090.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And my boss, who was a guy named John Lynch, the father of John Lynch, the general manager
really?
At San Francisco, he wouldn't offer me a contract. So I was working without a contract. And all of a sudden, I'd been there about a year, and I'd been hammering this guy. Come on, give me a contract.
Yeah.
Give me a contract.
Yeah,
I wouldn't buy a house. I'm just renting an apartment because I just don't know. So I got a call from this guy named Ray Calusa. And Ray says, would you have any interest in getting back together with John Ireland?
Wow.
It all worked out from there.
It was meant to be.
Ray Calusa put us back together. We've worked together for 18 years since then. So I consider that to be all the planets lining up.
Yeah.
And see, it wouldn't have worked if that guy would have given me a contract.
Yeah, you would have been locked in.
I would have been locked in. Greg, can you think of a really lucky day?
No, not so much.
Jorge, can you think of a really lucky day?
Yeah, I was talking to Alan Sliwa about it on Friday. I got the opportunity to go work with the national team from Argentina for 2 weeks.
Whoa! Wow.
So I was in the hotel room with the players, getting exclusive interviews with the players. And then we even went to San Antonio and I watched them play against Mexico.
Yep.
With 53,000 fans in the stadium. And
it was just one of those things
where I had, like, you know, I was with the team everywhere.
Yes.
And it's one of those things that I always wanted to check off of my, you know, list.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Only thing better is if it was Mexico, right?
Yeah.
If Mexico
yeah,
had won.
But I mean.
No, regardless. If he was embedded with the Mexican.
Oh, embedded with the Mexican.
Yeah. No, but even my credential has the Mexico like logo on it. Nice. Man, it's pretty cool.
Bergman, did you all of a sudden think of something lucky?
Because I applied for this job to be the Mason Island producer in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And it was earlier. It was like September. And Mike Thompson, who was the PD before that.
Yeah, yes, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, he did not hire me. Mm. And then he kind of got let go, and
right.
Amanda took over, and Amanda hired me right after.
So you got turned down for the job, right. And then you got the job.
About maybe a month or two later.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. So that was very, very lucky to me.
Nice. All right, Momo, you love Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah.
You love Oprah. I've got a story about Oprah.
Is it a good one?
Well, we'll find out.
Are you gonna rain on my parade?
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Don't make me not like Oprah.
See how you react to it. Plus, isn't it time for the Lakers to officially do something? After this run, 8 wins in 10 games, isn't it time for Rob Pelinka to make a big deal? That's coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, as recently as 2 weeks ago, the Lakers were 2-10.
Woo!
They've won 8 of 10 since, including wins over Milwaukee on Friday night and Washington yesterday. And now I think it raises a really good question. 2 weeks ago, I said the Lakers should not trade those picks. They should absolutely stand pat because this doesn't look like it's going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, now it looks like it's got a chance. And to me, it means everything on the roster is tradable as of December the 15th.
That's correct.
So that means there have been reports. People have speculated Kendrick Nunn. People have speculated Russell Westbrook. People have speculated Patrick Beverley. Names on the table include potentially, depending on what the Bulls decide, Nick Vucevic, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, the Indiana trade still sitting mm-hmm. there, Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. Is this the time that the Lakers, and by the way, I think they should, is this the time they should go all in?
It depends on what for. I mean, I you have to be a good judge of your own strengths and weaknesses at this moment.
Okay.
So just as you were depressed and no hope 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You have to, you can't be too high or too low in this business. You have to have a good long-term strategic plan and you have to trust your talent evaluation. The Lakers have gotten it right on certain talent evaluations they've done in the past.
Sure.
And they've gotten it kind of wrong on some other ones, right?
Right.
Maybe it's a Zubac.
Sure.
Could use a guy like that right now.
Yep. You remember who we got for him?
Mike Muscala.
Mike Muscala.
Yeah.
Still hanging around the league somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Supposedly a stretch five.
Yes.
Supposedly. But this is the part where sometimes going for the name is not the right move. Like the name guy, maybe a DeRozan or a Vucevic, those are name guys, Hield and Turner. Other moves that you could make right now, which may not seem very exciting, but could actually be just as effective, if not more so, and then don't put you necessarily back for years to come with a long-term contract. You have to stay open to everything is what I mean.
Right.
Okay? You can't just go, okay, DeRozan was an all-star last year. He was a top 10 MVP vote getter.
Right.
Okay? You can't just get him because he has the right name. That's the same thing, the same trap they fell into with Westbrook. Now, I'm not saying DeRozan wouldn't be great.
DeRozan would be awesome.
We think.
King of the mid-range.
we think, but then you have to rethink how does all that, how does the, there were some, there, there's a somewhat clunky fit as well with him and LeBron because they both need the ball.
And,
you have to think about how that's going to play out.
DeRozan isn't a stretch guy, so yeah. you do
no,
pack
personally,
everything in
I really
bit.
Like DeRozan. I think he's a great
too.
Player.
If I could add DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, I think he's a great player. And but you have to think about, can you integrate him now in the middle of the season? Is there enough time to do that? You better are off waiting until the off season when, by the way, the Lakers could trade their pick this year. They have swap rights. New Orleans has swap rights with the Lakers.
Right.
Okay. But that does mean the Lakers still do get a first round pick. They just probably will get New Orleans pick.
Correct.
Okay.
So
you could trade that.
Is that true? They'll still have New Orleans first round pick?
Yeah, it's a swap. It's a pick
Got
swap.
It. So
but
we
can
will
you
have
actually
a pick.
Can you actually trade it though? I thought you can't trade first round picks 2 years in a row.
You can. It's the timing of it that matters. They
right.
can do it like on the draft, the day
on
of the draft.
The day
yeah.
of. They can. Oh, I see. What
yeah,
you're saying.
You can't do it like it promised
well,
to in advance.
Well,
because
we don't know that they're going to swap or anything
right.
like
you
that.
Can't,
so it's
you
all...
can't do it now. You have to wait until close to the draft. I don't know what the exact day is.
Yeah.
You know, but they could wait. They have more options then. There's also a lot of movement that's going to happen after December 15th and the trade deadline. There's like a 6 week period where there's a lot of teams that, I mean, man, San Antonio's doing an incredible job of losing.
Yes, they are.
11 in a row.
We've seen it firsthand.
Like, there's a lot of teams that are really going to come back to earth because they would not mind.
Well, Chicago.
Charlotte's another one.
Yeah,
Charlotte's losing. They're losing like crazy right now, and they don't, you know, I don't know if they mind.
But
if
see,
they're
like
bad.
In the case of the Bulls, they want to get into that race. They're
yeah,
not
they
going anywhere.
To.
I think they're a 6-win team.
Yeah, they
they're,
might want to.
They may want to get into that, which explains why they would consider moving DeRozan or LaVine or Vucevic.
Right. So those are really interesting calls that you have to make as a franchise that have long-range implications.
Sure.
If you take on Zach LaVine's contract that he just signed.
Yeah, he did.
$200 million. That's a lot of money.
But if you take on...
But that takes you out of the free agent race and the other flexibility race, the race for a lot of other players. And is there time to fit in a player of that substance and to a lineup that's playing pretty well right now?
But right now...
In the middle of season acquisitions are really hard.
But right now, I think you're a game and a half out of the six. Is that right, Bergman?
Yeah, they're a little
game
behind
the
Warriors.
Out of the six?
A game, there are two games out of the six, one game out of the 10.
Yeah,
and five
I mean,
and a half out of the one.
Five and a half out of the one. The West is really congested and not nearly as
yeah.
good as we expected it to be. The talent, the East is much tougher.
Yeah.
So in that world, in a world where the West isn't very good, where you're two games out of the six, where you're five and a half games from leading the conference, why wouldn't you go all in with the way Anthony Davis is playing right now and on the LeBron clock?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not go all in at this point? Now, I understand what you're saying. It's complicated and it's complex. I mean, I'm going to rely on people like Rob Pelinka to make those decisions. But
yeah.
the advisement, I think, is go for it. Go for it. You've got LeBron. You've got AD playing as well as he's ever played in his career. Go all in. Whatever that looks like, go all in.
Or... is it the time to look around and just say, we'll have better options in the offseason?
What about this year?
Is there a move out there that's really going to move the needle for
them?
Well,
if you tell me they add Nick Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan, that does move the needle. Now, will there be a fit issue? Sure, they'll have to figure it out. You have to figure out whenever you add any new players.
Yeah.
But does that give you a better chance? I would say yes.
I think it gives you a better chance, but I think the fit issues and in mid-season acquisition time, like that trade's going to be there for you. It's probably going to be there. The only reason you even have a chance at that is because it helps them get off money. But now you're tying yourself up for the next 5 to 6 years.
Right. That with,
that's a lot
with
of money
LaVine.
With LaVine.
Not with DeRozan. He's got 4 years. I think he's got 3 years left. On his deal.
Vuce
and
has a lot
Vucevic,
left.
No, Vucevic is a walk-away free agent.
This year?
Yeah, they have not been able to sign him.
Okay.
So Vucevic, you're not taking on any money for next year. You could sign him, but you're not taking on
yeah.
any money.
The Miles Turner trade, he wants an extension.
Miles Turner is a walkaway guy.
You yeah, but he wants an extension. You don't make that trade and give up future first for a guy that you're not going to re-sign.
Right. But if you wanted the cap clear, you could clear the cap if he's not a fit, if he's not a guy.
I guess, but I wouldn't give up a pick. I wouldn't give up either of those two picks for a guy that you're not committed to long-term.
So do you
can't give up very valuable future first round picks for Rentals.
A guy that's not staying.
That's not staying.
I get it. I just think all of a sudden we've seen, and I think this is fair to say, you get the feeling at least, it's a small sample size, but you get the feeling at least that Anthony Davis is becoming that guy that LeBron is passing the torch to, which was the concept all along that the Lakers were looking for.
Last year when the Lakers wanted, like when LeBron was begging the Lakers essentially to make a trade.
Yeah.
I mean, his public comments were obvious,
sure.
Right? The play on the court did not back it up.
Right.
Like they were just getting worked by other teams. They were losing by 20, 30 points.
Sure.
So if you're the Laker front office, you're going, why are we going to trade what little assets we have, what few assets we have, to a team that is going nowhere? Like nothing on the court is suggesting this team has a pulse. That was last year.
Yeah.
I think they've given themselves a chance. They've played their way into a conversation where they've given their Lakers reason to explore options in a way that much more aggressively than they were 2 weeks ago.
And do you think they will?
I think they will. I don't know.
You don't seem as like gung-ho as let's go get some players.
I think there's players on the margins that can help that don't take you out of, that don't encumber you long-term.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, the Westbrook trade.
You're like a bucket of cold water on my big let's get reinforcements theme.
You have to. What was the problem with the Westbrook trade?
Fit
and also how much money he makes.
Yeah, sure.
For two more years. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll continue that conversation.
Yeah.
In the meantime, coming up, I want to get to the Oprah subject because I know you love Oprah.
I'm afraid of what you're going to tell me.
And then we've got Game of Games.
Oh,
and
good.
Then we've got Super Crosstalk. Show is still rolling on. Ah, the Christmas spirit is here.
Are you going to sing?
I don't know this song.
I don't know any of the words.
I don't have it. I can do Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire, but not this.
You know that part.
You know the chorus.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
But I don't even know anymore else, yeah.
Okay, so you love Oprah.
I do.
What is it about Oprah that you love?
She has an authenticity to her that I find very endearing. And I also love her story. And she seems to want to help people in the world. She seems to want to make people feel better about themselves.
Okay. Here's Howard Stern. On Oprah.
Oh,
Oprah's
man.
Not embarrassed by her wealth at all. She loves showing it off on Instagram. It's f***ing mind-blowing. When you follow her on Instagram, you see her estates, her gardens, the people who service her and, you know.
Service her? She's not a car.
Well, she kind of is. She's got servants and, like, people cooking. And it's f***ing wild. She knows how to be rich. But she does it. She kind of likes to show it off. Which is something I'm not comfortable with. I don't think that people should show off their wealth.
Well, let's put it this way. Oprah's just showing you her life. She's not showing off.
Well, you got to be a little self-aware and know that there are people struggling out there, Robin. You got to kind of think about people who don't have to eat.
So, that got a reaction from you, Momo. Go ahead. What?
Okay, do you know Oprah's background?
Oh, yeah. No, but she's mega rich, right?
Born into poverty in rural Mississippi to a single teenage mother and later raised in inner city Milwaukee.
No, I'm not questioning her background. What I'm saying, what he's
like,
saying
she
is,
made it and just enjoy. She's not splashing her money around. She's just showing you her. Robin's right. She's showing you her life and she's not embarrassed by it.
Right. And
she's standing in her power and what she has built in this world. And she does not have to dumb herself down or pretend that she's not successful to make other people like Howard Stern feel better.
Well, he's saying he has a lot of wealth, but he doesn't show it off the way Oprah does.
Yeah, but he does it in other ways.
Because like he's like the probably made more money.
It's fine. Yeah, he's probably made tons of money. Syndicated radio. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I bet she has more. But
see, I'm always really conscious of this thing.
Me too. I am too.
I never want to come across as
rich guy. Yeah.
Bougie.
Same.
Any of that stuff. And frankly, I told Bergman today, I got a vacation coming up, surprise, and the hotel room is $202 a night.
Okay, so you
very proud of that $202
you,
a night.
You and I, the only thing we admit to, the only bougie thing that we talk about openly,
yes,
is that we like to sit in first class.
I don't sit in first class.
What?
No, I've got coach going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I don't fly first class.
I thought you did.
ESPN flies you first class.
Yeah.
When you travel.
Yeah.
But when I travel, we fly coach.
Really?
Yeah. We don't fly first class. I always wonder what's going on the other side of the curtains.
See, this is the one thing that I will spend extra money on.
I understand.
And there's sometimes I just don't go because I don't want to spend as much as whatever that ticket costs.
Right.
But I don't want to fly unless it's a short trip.
Right.
Because I've gotten very spoiled, and that's also like that's my one thing that I'll talk about.
I get it.
The rest of it, I don't. I drive a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
I don't need to be splashy. I don't show off like fancy bags and jewelry and anything. I don't even want to spend money on that.
Right.
Like, but I don't think Oprah's doing it to show off. I think Oprah is just, this is who I am. I like nice things. I buy nice things. But she's not like, there's people who show off their wealth. They actively splash it around.
And you don't think Oprah's doing that by showing her house and her gardens and her cooks and her servants and all that
stuff?
She's
not doing it of like, look at me.
Really?
Let me check her social media.
Check her social media.
Let's see. Because I know what you're talking about. But to me, I follow her on social media too. And there's never a time that I have.
And by the way, I will fully acknowledge. I've done really well in life. And I'm good and successful and all the stuff that goes along with that. I just don't like. I guess it's because of the way I grew up. You know, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. And so now I'm very cost conscious all the time. I live in a regular house on a regular street. There is no gate around the community. There's not. It's like just regular. What's Oprah's social media do?
I mean, I'm trying to look and see if there's anything. I mean, look, this was one she's cooking in her with Gail, and they're both like they're cooking grits, making breakfast. Okay, hold on, let's just see.
Okay.
And giving my.
What about the gardens, the fountains?
No.
The dog groomer.
No.
The chef.
I mean, not there. I don't see any of it.
Okay.
I mean, I know she does show you her estate in Montecito.
Right, right.
I'm just looking. When I was, no. These are mostly just shout outs.
Okay, all right.
I'll find one. Let me find one that's, okay, here's one maybe.
Okay.
Ava's 5-0 party. So she's talking about Ava DuVernay, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and she must have been turning 50.
Yep.
Thank you to Diana and her Porch Summerlin team for bringing Ava's 3-day celebration to life. And it's like a very nice looking party that she threw.
Wow.
But this doesn't feel like she's showing off. This is just like a really nice party she threw.
Yeah.
Okay, I had my first tequila shot 2 weeks after I turned 50 at John Travolta's 50th birthday celebration. Those of you who partake know how it changes a party. In all these years, I've never gotten Ava or Gail King or Stedman Graham to take a sip of alcohol. So this was a monumental moment.
Not Ava's a first, sip of alcohol?
Yeah, I guess they don't.
Wow.
Ava's first on her 50th birthday party, then after a much convincing a second shot. Okay. So, I mean, it's a fabulous party that she's thrown for her.
Yeah. Bergman, how do you feel about people who flaunt their wealth?
I just think you can do whatever you want. It's your money. It's whatever you got. Like this is kind of the same thing as remember there was that lady that sat in her front yard.
This is
garden.
Not the same thing. That lady had that was a ridiculous post that she had.
I'm actually more agreeing with you. Like
let him agree with you.
Okay,
don't argue with him when he's agreeing with you.
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah,
like if you have that, then absolutely.
What was the lady in the front yard? I don't know. Anything
she
about
was
that.
Like, I'm just so happy. I sit in every day. My husband and I walk outside
and we talk for two hours.
Oh, that lady's
so
annoying.
She was annoying.
But it
was Oprah has self awareness.
See, I hate hashtag blessed. You guys always joke about that. I hate hashtag blessed. That's another way to say. Look at me. Look how good I
Book
have
Book lovers
it.
Unite. I'm excited to join our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, on her Light We Carry tour in L.A. I mean, you know.
She's with everybody at all times.
She's like, hey, look who I'm with.
Yeah, she's look who I'm with, which is okay. Which is okay.
I don't know. That just feels, it's like, but she does it in a way that doesn't feel flaunting
She's very,
to me.
Very woo-ay spiritual.
Oh, she's very woo.
Woo-ay.
Woo-ay.
Yeah.
Right. She also, though, talks about her weight, and she talks about her struggles, and she's very down to earth.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just likes nice, soft things.
All right.
Nice food.
We're going to do a Game of Games coming up next. It is my game, and the theme will make the ultimate bosses very happy.
Ooh.
It is Walt Disney's birthday.
There you go.
So I have got some Disney multiple choice coming up next. Who's going to play from the afternoon show?
Well, Sedano's here, but he's in a closed door meeting. So I was gonna try and get him to go, but I think I'm just gonna text Cap because I don't want to interrupt their closed
door. Yeah, no, if they're having a closed door meeting, take that seriously. All right, Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is time for Game of Games. By the way, Momo is still in here.
I'm
defending
back to,
Oprah Winfrey. I'm like, that's over. That was just a piece of sound I played because I thought it was
interesting. I'm all the way back in her social media from 2021.
Like, in 2021, she posted this.
I feel like if it was anybody else.
Yeah, no, anybody
don't
else
talk about Oprah
fine.
To me.
I know, yeah, I think it's just that.
Momo
it's
just said
Oprah.
She's triggered. All right, joining us right now from Shadano and Cappy is Cappy. How you doing, man?
Yo, Mace. Come on, it's Monday, Mace. Friday's a big day Friday.
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, Cap.
Yeah, I don't know. These guys keep doing the good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Have you watched the movie Spirited yet?
No. What's up, Foo?
Yeah.
What's up, Zach?
It's apparently got something about good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate.
So I've got to watch the movie or these guys are going to
It's really
me
long.
Oh,
I feel like
good.
I watched like an Maybe hour and a half long. Of it and it was still halfway through. It's a lot.
All right.
Hi, Momo. Good afternoon to you.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon. All right, it is Walt Disney's birthday today, Cappy. National Walt Disney Day. And
okay.
I've got a series of questions. These are all multiple choice about Disney things.
Okay.
How are you
hey,
at your
pal?
How there's Jorge doing his Mickey Mouse impression. All right, number one. This is Momo, Bergman, Jorge, and Cappy. Here we go. What is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan? Is it A, Nana? B, Nandor. C, Natty. Momo, what do you say? Nana?
D, C.
C, Natty. Okay. Bergman?
Nana.
Nana. Jorge?
B, Nandor.
Nandor.
I don't think
Natty.
That was a choice.
Going with what?
Natty.
The only one that got that right was Bergman. The correct
Nana.
Answer is Nana. Did you know that, Greg?
I did know that.
I had no idea.
Okay, here's number two. What is the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2?
Oh, boy.
Is it A, Tommy's Toy Barn, B, Al's Toy Barn, or C, Harold's House of Toys? We start with Bergman.
God, I forget. Al's Toy Barn.
Al's Toy Barn. Jorge?
Yeah, Al's Toy Barn.
Al's Toy Barn. Cappy?
A, Tommy's.
Tommy's. And Momo.
I think it's Al's as well.
It is Al's. Do you guys know that?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's the only one that sounded familiar.
Al's Toy Barn.
You were pretending you didn't know it, even though
exactly.
you knew it.
I was
Very
looking
smart.
Right at Jorge the whole
Very
time.
Very smart, Jorge.
Well done. Well done. All right, number three. Which of these names is the actual name of one of Cinderella's stepsisters? Oh. A, Drizella, B, Griselda, or C, Ellatine? One of those is the name of one of Cinderella's stepsisters. We start with Jorge.
I'll go with B.
B, Griselda.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Ellatine.
Ellatine. Momo.
I think it's A.
Drizella. And Bergman.
It is Drizella.
It is. Oh, look at Bergman.
I think I kind of knew that one.
I know my Disney, man.
Disney guy. Wow. All right. Here's number
kids,
four.
Man.
It's so Bergman 3, Momo 2, Jorge 1, Cappy yet to hit the board.
Let's go.
Come on, Cappy. Who don't give up on me yet?
Who composed the music? Jorge does the best Mickey
Keep
Mouse.
Keep it together, man.
Really does. Okay.
Who composed the music for the Toy Story franchise? Is
oh,
it
boy.
A, John Williams, B, Randy Newman, or C, Jerry Goldsmith? Cappy, we start with you.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Momo.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman. Bergman.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman and Jorge.
You got a friend of me, Randy
yes,
Newman.
Yes, exactly.
You
right.
got a friend.
That was a giveaway. Okay. Yeah. Number five. What were Mickey Mouse's first spoken words?
Ooh, wow.
A, hot dog. B, how are you? C, how do you do? Let's start out with Momo here.
I think it might be hot dog.
Hot dog. Bergman.
Yeah, hot dog.
Hot dog. Jorge.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Cappy.
Got to try and get back into it. How do you do?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pete Arbogast says that, but Mickey Mouse does not. It is.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dig, dog. Hot diggity dog.
I know. I think that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Score is Bergman 5. He's got kids. Momo 4. You're doing
also
well.
Also have kids, but I not.
But they're older, so I've been watching for.
I know.
A lot
I haven't
longer.
Really watched Disney
Bergman,
movies
you have multiple.
Yet.
Kids?
You're in the Coco Melon stage.
Yeah, we're still Coco Melon and Peppa Pig.
Yeah, she's. He's only got one kid.
But maybe there were others.
You have
you
four.
Know
You're supposed to know these.
Okay.
I know. I think I'm a little. I think I'm.
You're
I think the
of,
game has passed me by.
Yeah.
Okay. We start with Bergman on this one. In Monsters, Inc., they say there's nothing more deadly than this. Is it A, a human child, B, an empty trash can, or C, a hungry dog? Bergman, which is it?
A human child.
A human child. Jorge?
Human child.
Human child. Cappy?
I guess I might as well just play along. Human child.
Yep. And Momo?
Yeah, human child.
Human child is absolutely
right. You know what? We should make Bergman go first all the time because he's the one who knows.
Yeah, you do know all
the time. I'm 6 for 6, Mace. So that's fine. How many are left?
We got 3 more.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
Who is Miguel's hero in Coco? Is it Juan Carlos Jimenez, Ernesto de la Cruz, or Felicia de la Barbada? We start with Bergman.
It's the second one.
The second one, Ernesto de la Cruz? Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
Jorge?
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Yes. Cappy?
I got to get on the board here. I'm going to go with the first one. What was the first one?
It's Juan Carlos Jimenez.
Okay. Can I have the last one?
Felicia de la Barbada.
Now I'm going to go with A.
Going to go with Juan Carlos Jimenez. Okay. Momo?
I think it's A.
It is not. The correct answer is... Jorge, you know this
Ernesto
one.
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Ernesto de la Cruz. Have you ever seen Coco?
I have.
Oh, my God. It makes me cry like crazy.
It's a good one.
Okay. It's really good. Actually.
Right. Shoot, I think I just blew it right there. I should always answer the same as Bergman.
Okay, it's Bergman 7, Momo 5, Jorge 5, Cappy 2. We have 2 left.
Bergie with a chance to go undefeated here.
Yeah, that's right. Got everyone right.
Oh, I jinxed them.
Yeah, I know. You seriously did.
Who said it's kind of fun to do the impossible? Is it A, Jim Henson, B, Walt Disney, or C, Janine Disney? Bergman, we start with you.
I mean, this is a Walt Disney quiz, right?
Got him. Got him.
Man. 7, come on, go 7 for 7.
You screwed me up here. I'm going to go Janine Disney.
Janine Disney. Jorge.
The first one.
Jim Henson.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Disney, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Momo.
Jim Henson.
The correct answer is Walt Disney. It is Walt Disney.
Oh, yeah. I went with that. Yeah.
He tried to trick you, and he got you all. No, he got you all.
His name is Janine Disney.
I tricked
you. Got jinxed.
I don't even think that's his wife's name. Is that his wife's name?
I don't even know.
I didn't
I just
know.
Knew it was made up.
I randomly picked the name Janine. All right, the last one. Bergman is clinched. We'll do it for fun. Ooh. Which classic?
Jim Henson was the Muppets guy.
Which classic movie is Wall-E a fan of? Let's start with Cappy on this. Is it A, Hello Dolly, B, Funny Girl, or C, Lady and the Tramp?
Give me the question one more time.
Which classic movie is Wall-E a fan of? Hello Dolly, Funny Girl, or Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. Momo.
Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp. Jorge.
What was the first one?
Hello Dolly.
That one.
And Bergman, the correct answer?
I'll go with B.
Oh, no, you're wrong on it. No, Jorge's the only one that got it.
It was either A or B.
It's Hello Dolly is the favorite movie of Wall-E.
Oh, man.
So there you have it. There is Walt
Disney.
God,
I'm like the Raiders blowing a first half lead.
Bergman with the win.
Did you ever have the lead?
You never had the lead.
No, but I was like, I
don't know. The Raiders, they held on. Yeah.
They held on, didn't they? You hate those Chargers, don't you?
They win the next 3. Awesome. They're 8-7.
Yeah, can you wrap your head around that, Cappy, that he thinks they're going to win out?
Beat the Rams. Beat the Patriots, beat the Steelers, absolutely possible.
Totally possible.
Thank you, Cappy.
You think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs, Cappy?
I don't know about make the playoffs, but they could at least make things interesting.
If they're 8-7, right now they're 1 game back of the 8th seed.
Yeah, the AFC is terrible.
They could absolutely make the playoffs, and they should make the playoffs.
Cappy, they should, really.
Cappy, you root against the Chargers, right?
I do. I'm the president of the Charger Hater Club. I'm the founder and card-carrying member of the Charger Hater Club.
Now, you must have been elated by the outcome of yesterday's game.
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I mean, losing to the Raiders when you're favored and everybody thinks the Raiders are a joke and you're, like, still supposed to be good even though you've lost everybody because yet another year goes by where everybody that you paid is hurt. So, yes, I took tremendous pleasure in the Raiders' win yesterday.
Hey, how about the Rams, huh? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
How about them? I wasn't really spending
hey, Mace,
too much
is that
time
totally
on that.
Stop is that, playing the San Francisco thing.
Mace, is that Schadenfreude?
What's that? Oh, yeah. What? Schadenfreude is relishing in someone else's misery.
Schadenfreude?
Yeah, Schadenfreude.
I think it's Schadenfreude.
Well, if you're German.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're German. Yeah, I pulled that word out of my... You know, out of my head today.
Oh.
Hey, so we have a little update on your weight loss pill thing.
Right. Did you hear there's a pill that helps you lose weight now?
Now, just for some clarification, point of information, a pill or an injectable?
Well, that's the problem. It is an injectable.
You got to do it yourself, too.
Yeah, this new thing, you've got to inject yourself once a week.
Wait, now are you opposed to that?
It scares me to think of the idea. Right. It's called Wegovy, and it guarantees that you'll lose weight.
Yeah, let me tell you about this, by the way.
Oh, really?
Hey, someone's done some research.
Tell you what, why don't you hold it, and we'll do it in super crosstalk. And Cappy and Shadano join us now for some super crosstalk. George is in person today, which is exciting. And, of course, you got a lot of
books. We only have one show this week.
Yeah, this is the only time you're off for the rest of the week because the Laker game's early.
Lakers 3 days and the Rams play on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's, I figured I'd come in.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you going to do with your week?
I got to go to Phoenix anyway for
a game. George has like eight more jobs.
Yeah, that's true. And Cappy, you've got six more shows. Yeah.
Well, I got like a college football game. And a...
Not for a while. I got two bowl games. Okay. That's later.
Yeah.
But Mace, I'm off all week too. Other than we get to Friday.
Yeah.
And then
you're doing the show,
me,
Mason. Yeah.
Right. You and me, Black Gold.
That's going to be intensely stupid.
It's going to be something.
Intensely
stupid.
We don't know what it is.
Stupid.
But it's going to be something.
It is going to be something. I meant to mention that Game of Games is sponsored by a friend called Jacob. Remember, winning matters. That's why after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Cappy, you indicated that you know something about this Wegovy thing that helps you lose weight.
Wegovy? Yeah, I don't know that I've heard of it as being called Wegovy, but I have a bunch of friends that are currently on a product where they go to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And
sounds good.
Okay. I know, right? It's not in an alley. You know, they're not sitting in a puddle of transmission fluid.
Okay.
You know, they go to a doctor's office. They give them an injection.
Mm-hmm.
Then they actually send it home to them, and they go, "Hey, once a week, you're going to inject this little needle into your leg."
This is what. It exactly is. It's,
okay,
you
right.
inject yourself once
right.
a week.
And so what I've been told is, because I have two friends right now that are both on it.
Okay.
True story. One guy is 70 years old.
Yep.
One guy is 35 years old.
Wow.
This is totally true story. The 35-year-old guy has lost 20 pounds in 10 weeks.
Nice.
Ten weeks.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but Momo, listen.
But he's doing nothing but the shots.
Momo, no exercise. Not watching what he eats
any
way.
Is he pigging out?
Beer. No, because here's what he tells me. This is the amazing part about this, and this is why I haven't done it yet. I'm a chronic overeater.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
But the thing is that according to this, all the reports, when you take this injection, if you got a sandwich, you would eat half of it, and you'd be so full that you couldn't even eat the rest of it. So these two friends of mine that are both currently on it, they're like, "Dude, you don't understand. It's an appetite suppressant like I've never had in my life."
Wow.
Normally, I eat like a whole pizza. Now I eat a slice of pizza and I'm done. So these guys are losing
a ton of weight. So it makes you eat healthy.
Well, it
makes you eat less.
Right.
It's an appetite suppressant.
Right. Yeah, but in other words, then you eat the right portion of
the right
the stuff
portion.
You eat.
Well,
right.
the right portion, but you know, you just heard him say he was eating a slice of pizza. It's still not healthy.
Correct. That's right. George is right. You don't change your lifestyle in any way.
Yeah. It all depends. So are they happy with it?
Very happy.
How much did the 70-year-old guy lose?
He's lost like 15 pounds. And he actually told me this story. He had gone on a vacation to Hawaii with his wife.
Right.
She's also on it, and she's lost a bunch of weight as well. And he said that, you know, here they were in Hawaii, and they're, you know, all these kind of like buffet sort of things in a hotel. And they're like, "We didn't even want to eat any of it because, like, you just eat a little bit. And then you're full, and then what it's supposed
to do. So let's back up a
little
bit.
That sounds less fun.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
That sounds less fun.
So there's a big blinking light here for all of us who overeat.
What is it?
You're not actually eating the food. You're eating your feelings, usually.
Oh,
yeah.
So if you're not eating the food,
although I sometimes
what are you doing with your feelings?
Sometimes I think it's just boredom.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
I
yeah,
eat
yeah.
just out of
well,
flat
boredom
out
is
boredom.
A feeling.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
I always say, though, that one of the main reasons I overeat is, Mason, I'm sure you can appreciate this, but it's the weed, man.
I would say that there's an element of that is absolutely
no, I think
true.
Overeating
but you
is
can't
a...
control that?
I can control
it. I can.
I can mostly
yeah.
control it.
Yeah.
Mostly control it.
Yeah.
It's manageable.
Right. I think what happens is once, you know, if I, like... What I try to do is, the problem is when I have something that's not good for you, like not healthy in that state
yeah,
of mind,
right?
And then the avalanche happens
oh,
at
yeah,
that point.
Totally.
Yes.
But if I can just have like, I don't know, I'll just have like a little Greek yogurt, I'm good, you know?
Sure.
And that's it. And that's what I'll have.
So you have to have, the only diets that are successful for me are when I have a true goal in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Like I have to have something that I really need to lose the weight for or be disciplined for. Otherwise, it's not going to stick. I'm going to do
okay,
good for a couple
the last
days.
Last time you had a goal. Let me hear what the last goal
oh,
you had.
Well, I had the last diet I did was when I had gestational diabetes. I had, and then I had to not have carbs, and I ended up like losing weight in my third trimester of pregnancy.
Wow. Because
I was like, this sucks. Remember I was eating my cardboard chips?
Yeah.
With the almond flour? I was like, ugh.
Cappy, when was the last time you had a goal?
2016.
Oh, nice.
6 years ago.
Rolling right into the pandemic.
You know what? When I had my back problem, I had a goal of like, I want to avoid the surgery, so I'm going to try to do whatever I can to lose weight.
Sure.
And that really did work, because when I would lose weight, I tended to feel better, and it gave me a sense of control.
Right, right.
And I was like, this is my chance to avoid surgery. It didn't happen, but, you know, I still lost the weight.
So me and Cappy, as Rachel has said, or Rachel, as she's come to be known, she believes that you and I have the same build, right, Cappy?
She said that, I want to be clear about this, Mace.
We have the same build.
No, she said that in our jerseys at the softball game this past summer, based on the way these two jerseys fit, mine was very big on me.
Mine was too, by the way.
We look of similar build. That's what she said.
Cappy and I are of similar build. Do you agree, George?
Adjacent,
yes. Yeah. No, I had a really rough week. I had a rough week where I ate a lot because, you know what they say, feed a cold.
Yeah, starve a fever.
I fed it.
I would say Cappy, you know, Cappy, in the time I've known him, can run hot and cold on his build, is what I would say.
He's up and he's down.
Yeah, exactly. There are times that he looks like, wow. Yeah, there's the guy who was at one time a Division I athlete.
Right, right.
And then there's other times I'm like, oh, yeah, looks like you've been getting after it a little bit.
Yep, same. Today's one of those days right there, George, because you know why? Here's the problem right now anyway, and this is why, Mace, the whole thing that you're talking about, about this injectable weight loss, what's so great about it is during December, people are going to eat and drink, right?
Yep.
And then they're going to get to January 1st, and they're going to swear that they're going to change their lifestyle and try and lose weight.
Yep.
The thing about this product, from what the people I know that are on it, they're celebrating the holiday season, and they're still losing weight, even though they're eating and drinking normally.
This sounds like you need to get a deal.
It sounds like like an endorsement. Cappy, are you going to do it?
Okay. All right. Now, hold on. Momo, I want you to listen to what I'm about to say, because I think you're going to appreciate what I'm about to get at. The answer is not yet, and the reason for that is because in my mind, I'm still a great athlete.
Hmm.
Who knows that I have to be disciplined with my food.
Yes.
I have to train a certain way. And if I just do those two things, the weight comes flying off no problem. The problem is I can't do either of those two things right now.
Yeah, same.
What is that?
So
eat right and exercise.
And work out. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
So I can exercise somewhat. I can swim and I can walk.
Right.
But I have not gotten myself to the place where I'm like, really going hard on the elliptical or really lifting weights. I really work it. Like,
so Momo, I thought last week was my week that I was getting back in. On Saturday, I ran 6 miles, jog.
Okay.
On Sunday, I did 5 miles. And I'm like, okay, good. I'm back to back. Couple of nice looking runs here, you know?
Yeah.
This past week, all Peloton cycling, which was not the same as outdoor running. It's 45 minutes a session. It's a good sweat.
Good.
And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, I ran 5 miles. So my exercise is actually there. It's just that my eating, guys. If I wrote down, I swear to God, from Thursday until last night,
right?
If I wrote down everything,
the amount
I
of food you ate,
and wait, worse, Momo, if I tell you the amount I drank,
That's just drinking calories,
dude. You would throw up looking at it if I wrote it.
Seriously, like how much could you possibly? Are you like hammered all the time, or how much could
you
have drunk?
Hammered all the time. Like Thursday night, we got off the air. And I went to meet up with some people.
Yep.
And next thing I know, I'm having a couple of tacos and 3 or 4 beers,
nice.
Right?
Yep.
Somebody got a shot at tequila. It was somebody's birthday. I drank that. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? It's Thursday night. Friday night, I went out to see a concert. Mace, I only took one video. Momo, only one video.
Good. What concert did you see?
I saw one of my favorite tribute bands, No Duh. They do all the No Doubt songs.
All the No Doubt songs, sure.
And they combine with Nirvanish. You can figure out who they do, right?
So it was Nirvanish and No Duh.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's great.
I drank a bunch of beers, and I ate quesadillas at like 10 o'clock at night.
How many quesadillas are we talking about?
Like one legit full-size quesadilla.
Yeah, it's not that bad. No.
Then Saturday, you had the Christmas party at the Mitchells.
Saturday went to the Mitchells. Mace, the food at the Mitchells
that'll get you.
Forget it. And they were doing these little slider burgers, and when you eat like 12 of them, it's like having two legitimate gigantic cheeseburgers.
True.
You know? I know. Yesterday, I brought the fondue set over to my friend's holiday party.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fondue. Hot cheese.
Yeah.
I know.
It's so good.
It's hard, especially this time of year. But I'm telling you what, January 1, 2023, I start my year.
Wait, I thought, well, Cappy was supposed to start September 6th, remember? 2022. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, mine, I started last year on January 1. Yeah. Didn't go that well. But you know what?
Yeah.
My lucky number is 23.
What is the goal weight?
Goal weight, 190.
Where are you right now?
Thank
you, Lindsay.
Something.
5, 6.
256?
206.
Oh, I was going to say 256. You don't look that.
208.
That's not that
that's
bad.
Doable. No, it's not that bad.
20 totally pounds, doable. Basically.
You always, for as long as I've known you, you've gained and lost the same 20 pounds.
I'm just a few.
I mean, that's all
it
you
is
do.
True. It is true.
You just gain 20, and lose
20. Gain 20, lose 20.
Yeah, that's a lot though. Gaining up and down 20 regularly is not cool.
It's probably not good.
10
what
maybe.
Are you what are you wasting your time for? Get on this product now. By the time the end of February gets
get
here,
on the injections,
20
Mace.
Pounds.
No.
20,
I am
10
so
weeks, 20 pounds.
Do they make
needles.
Chewables?
Yeah, that's what I could use as a chewable. Chewable would be nice.
It's coming, don't worry.
If it was a pill, if it was a pill, I'd have a Pez dispenser full of them. I'd just knock the head back.
Yeah, just keep going.
Yes,
all day, every day.
Exactly.
Can you get Juan to do that for you?
Sure.
Could Juan
to do the injection?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to have voluntary injections.
You just have someone do. You just do it yourself.
Like when I had the when I had that gestational thing, I had to prick my finger every day, like three times a day, and I was like, how do people do this? This terrible.
It
like every
no
time I had to do it, I was
hurt.
Like, ooh, ow.
Can every wait? Can anybody? Mace, you're afraid of needles?
Yes, I am.
And Momo, just the little pricking of the finger really freaked you out?
Four times a day, yeah. It really hurt.
George, can you inject yourself with a
needle? I have zero problem with any of that stuff, yeah.
Really?
Same.
No,
same.
No problem.
Like, I will be honest here for a second. I've taken some testosterone shots.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's back when he was looking good.
Do those
is
work?
That when you did the, is that when you did the Iron Man? You did that then?
No. I should have been doing those back then. Yeah. But no, recently, like I've done some like injectable testosterone.
Wait, how recent are we talking about?
Yesterday.
Not yesterday, but I'd say within the last month.
Within the last month?
Wait, within the last month and you still haven't lost weight? And you look and you're not in great shape?
It's testosterone.
I know, but testosterone, the problem is if you eat terribly, you're going to gain weight and not in a good way.
Well, that's what's happened.
Yeah.
Damn, is that doctor recommended shooting up testosterone?
Yeah, it comes from the doctor.
Oh, as long as it comes from the doctor.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, Cappy, I don't even... And then you blamed it on the weed before, and now you're off the weed, and you're still doing it.
No, I was off the weed.
Well, you were, but you just got back on the weed like 2 weeks ago.
No, it's been a little while.
Oh, you lied then.
Okay.
No, I didn't lie. I just took a month off. I took all my drug tests
detox.
For life insurance policies.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
You know what's fun with Cappy? He starts off with like a plausible answer. And then within about 30 seconds, you just reveal what you were hiding.
Yeah, you just got to keep digging.
You're like, I went off the weed for the life insurance policy. Okay, got it. Like, that's what it really was.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So, a lot of baseball signings today. I'm sure you guys saw Clayton Kershaw, 1 year, $20 million with the Dodgers. Justin Verlander signed
hold
with
on,
the
hold
Mets.
Hold on, ready?
Yep.
I got
another
that.
One.
I hit the wrong button. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Justin Verlander to the Mets, 2 years, 86. The
Trey Turner,
11 years, $300 million.
Crazy.
Now, tell me if this means anything. I told this to Travis and Sliwa at the beginning of the show. So
you're recycling the question.
Correct. Yeah. I had a dream last night.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And it was a very, very, what they would call a lucid dream, right?
Vivid.
Like I remember it. Yeah. Very vivid.
Yeah.
Specific, too.
And I was at a party, and I swear to God, I've not had any thought about this person at all. I had a dream where I was at a party with Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
And I started having a conversation with Carlos Correa, and he told me he was leaning Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that dream means anything? What would it possibly mean other than Carlos Correa is going to sign with the Dodgers?
I mean, I think Carlos Correa is signing with the Dodgers anyway.
You think he is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I've said that the whole time. I think they're going after him. I knew Trey Turner was never coming back.
Yeah, I knew Trey Turner wasn't coming back.
I mean, I had a pretty good...
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought they were going to get Bogarts.
Yeah, I think
Sander that seems
Bogarts
like Bogarts.
I mean, I also didn't think that the Red Sox would lowball Bogarts, but I do think Correa is definitely the guy that they're going to... If I had to pick one guy that I think they end up with, I don't think Boston lets Bogarts go, actually. I think eventually they come to terms. So I think Correa is the guy.
What about Dansby? You want Dansby?
Nah, Correa's way better than Dansby, in my opinion.
Dansby's pretty good.
Nah, the numbers...
Yeah, by the way, Dansby's also much cheaper than
Correa.
But
Correa's a gigantic number.
Dan... Correa's ceiling is way higher than Dansby's. Dansby maybe has a higher floor, but Correa's ceiling is incredible.
But there's probably $100 million difference between signing Dansby Swanson and signing Carlos Correa.
Right.
So it's $100 million less.
Over, well, I don't think it'll be 100.
One's 250 and one's more like 150.
I think Dansby will get more than that.
But you do.
I do.
And the Braves offered him 100.
Jeff Passan is going to join us at 5. We'll ask him for you.
So, oh, excellent.
You got Jeff Passan on your show?
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
Lindsay.
Lindsay
got
it.
Wow.
Yeah. And Jeff and I go way back.
I mean, me too, but yeah. I don't even
and
ask
Cappy
anymore.
Maybe too.
Nope. I don't know Jeff Passan at all, other than what I see on television.
Oh, okay.
This is a famous...
Wasn't he banned from your show?
No, well, here's what happened. So we had
this is the best.
So we had Jeff Passan on the show, and we're talking Dodgers and free agents, trades, all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, this is what Jeff Passan says.
You know what, boys? Can I call you back? I actually have to grab this.
And never called back.
Right.
Oh. Well, I called you, boys.
I don't blame him.
I mean, you know how that is.
I've so been where he is right there. He was trying to be nice, but he got a source call on the other side.
You
got to
take it.
Just had to take it. Sorry, radio guys.
Never, I don't think he's ever been on the show since. Yeah.
But you want me to ask him about it?
Sure, ask him. I don't think we've
asked
him on the show.
Get that sound. Get that sound and play it for him.
Oh, I will totally do that. I know him well enough where I will play that and he'll get a laugh out of it.
You know what, boys? Can I call you back? I actually have to grab this.
He was very polite.
He was polite about it. I'll say that.
Well, he is an extremely polite person.
He's a really
very
good guy.
Nice guy. Yeah. I like Jeff Passan.
Yeah. Hold on. My last Jeff Passan. I actually can call in a favor if you ever need a Jeff Passan favor.
I think he knows Jeff Passan.
Yeah, I know. But like, I really did Jeff a solid this last one. I'm telling you.
What'd you do?
Tell me.
I was on the set with The Miz.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, he's a big
Miz
Cleveland
came
guy.
In,
yeah,
big
yeah.
Cleveland
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Passan goes, "Are you on set with The Miz right now? Please say yes."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I am."
Yeah.
And so I called Passan on FaceTime.
Right.
And held my phone up for The Miz.
For The Miz.
Yeah. And so he could pass it, could show it to his son, who was also
there.
So he's in my debt.
So he owes
right
you
now.
One.
Yeah.
Nice. So Passan.
If you ever need that.
Passan used to come on the show all the time.
Yep.
And we would always openly talk about how he would ask me questions about speaking in Spanish to help his son. He wants his son to be fluent in Spanish.
Nice.
So we would have that conversation. And then one time he actually made his son come on. His son got a little it was a little kid. He's like 8 or 9 years old. I think the kid afterwards was very upset that dad put him on the air, like on the spot.
Yeah.
So then he texts me. I'm like, "Jeff, we're good. We don't ever have to do that bit ever again. We're good. I don't want to put you in a tough spot with your kid."
Yeah, that's tough. Mama, what? You're holding up a finger.
Oh, there's a finger.
Fingers up. I found an Oprah post that could qualify as slightly snooty.
Oprah? What happened to Oprah?
Okay, so this, I played this clip earlier.
I found one.
I'm going to play a clip for you.
Oh, thanks, Ira.
Nice. Nice. Okay.
So this is what Howard Stern said about Oprah.
Oprah's not embarrassed by her wealth at all. She loves showing it off on Instagram. It's f***ing mind-blowing. When you follow her on Instagram, you see her estates, her gardens, the people who service her and, you know.
Service her? She's not a car.
Well, she kind of is. She's got servants and, people cooking. And it's f***ing wild. She knows how to be rich. But she does it. She kind of likes to show it off. Which is something I'm not comfortable with. I don't think that people should show off their wealth.
Let's put it this way.
This is
Oprah's
triggering
just
me.
Showing you her life. She's not showing off.
Well, you got to be a little self-aware and know that there are people struggling out there, Robin. You got to kind of think about people who don't have to eat.
So this made Momo very upset. She's an Oprah
I will defend
defender.
Oprah.
Yeah.
And you say you found a post.
I have been going. You have made me dig through Oprah's Instagram.
Yes.
It has taken me till December 4th, 2021. So a full year ago.
Full year.
To find one slightly
bougie,
unself-aware post. This post is decorating today with a lot of help from Porch Summerland. Wish I could transport the scents. Is your tree up yet? And she's in her house and they're putting up like a pine tree garland on her spiral staircase.
Is Stedman there?
Gail?
No,
Gail
it's
helping?
Some servants.
Yeah.
It's servants.
Like workers or somebody, workers. Somebody working
employees.
For her. But she is dressed in a very dressed down, buttoned up shirt.
Okay.
And she's got her up tight. Like she's not showing off all glam and look at me.
Right.
But it's definitely, okay. And then somebody said, how long do you have this up? And she said, it stays through the end of the holiday and still green the January 1st. One year I used magnolia leaves, which were thick and gorgeous, but dried out terribly. I saved them and still using for kindling for fire.
Okay. Is there an Oprah hive like there is a bay hive?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never seen Momo
Don't
said.
Don't you talk about Oprah to me.
Momo, okay.
Yeah,
Momo
sounds
said
like Momo's
was,
part of it.
She was triggered by the entire conversation.
I went back a year's worth of Instagram posts right now. And this is not that offensive. This is like, she got a nice house and she puts up some Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
I mean, she hires people to do it for her, but you know.
I know how to get Momo going.
Mace, did you medicate after the USC game?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
During, before, and after.
How much did you medicate?
Is that question required?
Yeah. Is that how much is the question?
I was feeling pretty damn
numb.
Numb.
Yeah.
For the whole thing. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
Numb.
Okay.
It was rough.
All right.
It was rough.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's, I think we've blown through all the clocks and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's kind of what we do anyway.
Yeah.
In our show too.
We're back tomorrow.
When Ireland's not here. You know.
At 1 o'clock. Yeah. When Ireland's not here. We're back tomorrow. 1 o'clock. Me and Momo coming up next for you. Lots of stupidity with our friends Shadano and Cappy. The one show they have this week, they're throwing, it's everything in the kitchen
sink. Even our weekly Friday picks against the spread is going in on Monday.
Today, okay. Yeah. So you get all of it coming up. See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.